This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Gerald Celente in this segment, and we're going to be talking to Peter Schiff in the next segment. Of course, if you're following the economic news, you can see that there's been a huge decline in all the American indexes here, and of course, that's going on across the world as we've been talking to Gerald Celente. We're going into a deeper depression, in his opinion. I agree, because the situations that we're seeing in this market, in the Chinese market, in the oil market, are all symptoms of a deeper problem, and that is an economic slowdown that is global. That's something we should all be very concerned about. Gerald, as we were looking at the debate last night, and as you said to Alex Jones yesterday, it really is just a celebrity show. I call it Celebrity Big Brother. I couldn't really see that much difference between the guys who were on the stage last night. I mean, is there any hope in terms of getting any of these people elected that it's going to make any difference whatsoever? You talked about having a third-party option out there, but, of course, they're going to shut that down in terms of people who were, I've seen many times working with the Libertarian Party, they get on the ballot in 50 states, and they're not allowed on the debate stage, or we do it at the state level. You can get on the ballot at state level. They still won't let you on the debate stage. Do we have any hope of getting a third or fourth or fifth party?
Well, if Spain could do it, if Italy could do it, if they could do it in other countries, why can't we? And it has to be a unified effort. And it never before in my career, and one of the ways I made my name in my book, Trend Tracking, back in the late 80s, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine, I predicted there'd be a new third party in 1992. And I mentioned, for some strange reason, someone like Ross Perot.
Mm-hmm.
The conditions exist today better than they were back then. And what Donald Trump has done is to show what really a freak show it is. As I pointed out, you know, this was the cover of our magazine, the Trends Journal, back in the spring of 2015. Cowards, liars, freaks, and fools, welcome to the presidential reality show. And that was before Trump got into it. So what he's done is he exposed, really, as the term that he uses that I totally agree with, that the people running the government are incompetent and stupid. So if you have a new leader of the incompetence and stupids, it's not going to make a difference. It has to be a whole new way.
And is this something we do at the ground, from the ground up? I mean, I look at things
absolutely.
Like jury nullification. I look at state nullification. Everybody gets mesmerized, like a cobra with a snake charmer about the presidential elections, and they completely ignore what's going on locally. And it's harder to track that because we all talk about what's going on at the national level. Nobody really talks about what's going on local level. You have to really dig to get that information.
Well, there's a reason for that, because of the consolidation of the media.
Yeah.
You have these private equity groups that have bought up all the newspapers. Matter of fact, they have centralized locations right where you are over there, where they aggregate the news, and the same stuff goes to the newspapers that they own all over the world. They don't even have copy editors anymore in most of these smaller newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not getting local reporting anymore. Those days are gone. So it's up to the people. Again, if they could do it in Spain, if they could do it in Italy, we could do it here. The opportunity exists now more than ever. Yeah, I just want to backtrack on one thing and listening to what you were saying about storing up on food and going back to what's going on with the economy. And again, it's a crisis mode, but the people are detached from it because a lot of people aren't in the markets like they used to be. It's only now for the very rich.
Yeah.
So it's to prepare and prevail and prosper, it's having your food supply.
Absolutely.
It's having a getaway plan. It's having your hand on your money.
And it's understanding where the trends are going. And if you want to keep up with that, you can go to trendsresearch.com. We've been talking to Gerald Celente, publisher of Trends Journal. Thank you so much, Gerald, for joining us.
Always great being on with you, David. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Give my best to Peter, please.
Thank you. We will. We'll be right back with Peter Schiff.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to Peter Schiff here in just a moment. And of course, this new year, 2016, is off to a horrible start, as we just talked to Gerald Celente. He said he believes that we're headed for a greater depression coming up this year. With that in mind, you need to do what you can to prepare for yourself, prepare for your family. We're trying to help you to do that, as well as to support our operation. We have some sales that we're offering at InfoWars Life and InfoWarsStore.com. We have Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine. If you buy that, you can get Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, for 50% off. Plus, you can get a free calendar thrown in. That's a special that we've got this week only. Again, you can look at both of these products, Survival Shield X2 and Silver Bullet. Both have an average rating of 4.8 stars out of over 1,500 reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, that's 50% off Silver Bullet when you buy Survival Shield X2, and you get a free calendar. And the calendar has monthly specials will be happening throughout the year. Also ending today, just for the next 24 hours only, we have 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. That's a great way to prepare. This storable food has a shelf life of 25 years. It's made and packaged in the U.S., and it is great packaging. If you take a look at that on our site, it's something that is very useful, but great food, all natural, no GMOs. Again, you can get that for 30 to 40% off all InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com for just the next 24 hours. I want to go to Peter Schiff. He's going to be our guest for the next half hour. He's an American businessman, investment broker, author, financial commentator. I'm sure you've seen him. He's a frequent guest on many financial TV shows. He's a former host of the Peter Schiff Show, now an internet podcast called The Wall Street Unspin. And, of course, many people know of his father who just recently passed away, Irwin Schiff. And I've seen Irwin Schiff, Mr. Schiff, I've seen your father many times at Libertarian Party conventions explaining to people what was going on with the income tax system. I really, my sympathies to you, and I really do appreciate what your father did within his life. And, of course, you can also find Mr. Schiff at Europac.com. What do you make of what's going on in the markets? We've seen them open up down a great deal today and dropping even more. Every day seems to be bringing even worse economic news.
Well, this is exactly what I've been saying was going to happen. I've been coming on Alex's Jones now regularly for the last several months, and this is exactly what I said was going to happen. I said that if the Federal Reserve raised interest rates, that the market would tank. That was one of the reasons I thought they wouldn't raise rates, because I thought they could figure this out. But apparently I gave them too much credit. So they raised interest rates, and the markets are tanking. Also, the economic news is horrific. I mean, if you look at the data that came out today, we are clearly in a recession now. The question is, how long have we been in recession? Did it start a few months ago, or is it just starting this month? But we're back in a recession, and Calenti is right. It is going to be a horrible recession. I think it's going to be worse than the Great Recession, so it will be a greater recession. And it's because of everything the Federal Reserve did to mitigate the damage back then. They just postponed the pain to a later date, and unfortunately, this is the later date, and the pain is about to begin. And it's very ironic, because you had President Obama just give his ridiculous State of the Union address, where he said everything is fantastic, you know, it's the greatest economy ever. And I think he gave those same marching orders to Janet Yellen and her cohorts at the Federal Reserve, because they keep trying to pretend that everything is great too, because they don't want to admit they were wrong to raise rates. Of course, the real mistake was cutting them in the first place, because all they did is inflate a gigantic bubble, and now they've pricked it.
They cut them, and then they left it down for a very long time. And of course, as we saw with Alan Greenspan rolling up to the 2008 bubble that they created and then burst. I mean, he continued to cut interest rates over a long period of time, and then he continued to raise interest rates until they burst that bubble. But now it appears that it only took one, the very first interest rate, and now it's busting that bubble, isn't it?
That's because it's a much bigger bubble. You know, the bigger the bubble, the smaller the pin. You need to pop it. And so the question is, when is the Fed going to acknowledge the weakness in the economy, and what are they going to blame it on? Because, of course, they have to pretend that some external factor is what caused it, and there's no way anybody could have possibly predicted it, even though it was one of the easiest things to predict. I think this is even easier than the financial crisis, which I also predicted, and which the Fed was oblivious to. Remember, even after the real estate bubble burst, they still didn't recognize the problem. They still didn't even see it was a bubble. So they don't know until all the wheels have fallen off the bus, and right now that's exactly what's happening. They're still in denial. But I think that sometime in the next few months, they're going to have to launch QE4. They're going to have to reduce that rate hike. They're going to go back down to zero. And I think Congress is also going to come out with a huge stimulus bill that's going to include tax cuts for the middle class and massive increases in government spending. Everybody's going to vote for it because everybody's going to be afraid to oppose it. And it's going to send the budget deficit skyrocketing. And it's going to make it more ironic that, you know, President Obama tried to claim credit for reducing the deficit. The deficit in his last year of office could easily be bigger than the $1 trillion deficit in his first year. And of course, the national debt doubled under President Obama. So he is the biggest deficit spender of all time. In fact, he will be a bigger deficit spender than every president that preceded him, from George Washington to George Bush.
Wow. And of course, one of the things that was also, I think, pretty predictable was the fact that they would not choose to audit the Fed, because that is really at the center of all of this. But we're not even allowed to look behind the curtain with all of this. That's, to me, the most amazing thing. And, of course, the thing that they never talk about in the debates, unless you've got Rand Paul there, and, of course, he wasn't there last night. So the Fed wasn't there. They're all talking about how they're going to have different levels, you know, where their brackets are for income taxes, what their percentages are going to be, whether they're going to be flat or progressive or whatever. That's just really rearranging the chairs on the Titanic, isn't it?
Yeah, and if nobody wants to look behind the curtain there at the Fed, it's like, you know, if you're eating at a fast food restaurant, you don't want to go into the kitchen and actually see what they're making. And, you know, and especially since they're about to have to pull out the stops, because they're going to have to do even more crazy stuff this time, because the problem is much bigger. See, everybody wants to pretend that the Fed solved our problem. They didn't solve anything. The market would have solved our problems had the Fed allowed it, but the Fed didn't. The Fed prevented the market from working, and we had 7 years of 0% interest rates and three rounds of quantitative easing. And as a result, the economy today is far more screwed up than it was, 7 years ago. The only difference is we still have all the low-paying service sector jobs that our college graduates have been able to land during this Obama recovery. But the jobs are going to start to go away quickly, right? The service sector is going to be hemorrhaging jobs. You know, it was a wealth effect. And the false perception of a recovery that created these jobs. But now that that phony wealth is evaporating and the perception is being replaced by reality, a lot of these jobs are going to be lost. In fact, I think we're maybe a few months away from some huge negative numbers in the non-farm payroll, a big spike up in unemployment. And then even when the Fed launches QE4 and cuts rates to zero, it's not going to, you know, turn the tide. I think the unemployment rate is going to be rising for years. I think we're headed back above 10% officially, and who knows where we'll be unofficially with all the people that just leave the labor market. But we've seen the best days as far as the low unemployment rate and the job creation. And of course, everybody is trying to hang their hat on this one data point. They're saying, oh, we can ignore all the bad news because look, the jobs market is strong. No, you have to ignore the jobs market and pay attention to all the other news, because the other news is forward-looking. The jobs news is backward-looking. The jobs are going to follow the other data. If corporate profits are collapsing, if retail sales are collapsing, if the stock market is in a bear market, all these companies are going to be cutting jobs. Look, Walmart today just announced they're going to have to shut down a bunch of stores. Mm-hmm. You know, and the reason that Walmart wants to shut down stores is because they need to lower their labor costs, because they were just dumb enough to raise everybody's wages in order to placate the Obama administration, who said that their wages weren't high enough. So now they're going to give out pink slips.
And, of course, part of the employment impediment in terms of getting more people jobs in terms of the labor cost is Obamacare.
Yeah.
And they use that. They spend these unemployment numbers by playing games as to the definition of who's unemployed, and then counting part-time jobs with this, and people, you know, dumbing this down to 30 hours a week as a full-time job, so that a lot of people at the bottom end of the service sector have to get two jobs to make ends meet.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just absolutely incredible what they're doing. And if you look at what's going on in terms of not only exporting jobs but importing workers, you see that all the job growth since 2008 has pretty much come to immigrants coming in. 17% of the labor force now is immigrant labor force.
Yeah, so, and you know, it's the ultimate in irony in that President Obama passes a law that destroys full-time jobs, because in order to get out from under Obamacare, employers have to limit the number of full-time jobs that they have. And so now people lose their full-time jobs, but now those full-time workers are replaced by part-time workers. So now somebody used to have one really good job, and now they have two crappy jobs, where both those jobs still pay less than the one job he used to have. But now Obama gets credit for the extra job.
Yeah.
Because all they do in the jobs numbers is count the numbers. So two lousy jobs is better than one good job as far as Obama's concerned, but not as far as the guy who has to work these two lousy jobs for low pay. So he gets to destroy jobs and claim credit for creating jobs at the same time.
That's kind of like Common Core economics, isn't it, Peter?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, but that's what we get. And of course, in terms of what the banks did in terms of being bailed out, we just see Goldman Sachs being assessed a $5 billion fine. Here we are 7 years after the fact. They're still handing out some fines. I guess we're supposed to feel better that they're going to give us a little bit of mercy and not charge taxes to the people whose houses they've repossessed and all of this.
Of course. Yeah. Instead of fining them now, we should have just let them go bankrupt back then.
Yeah,
you know, instead
exactly.
we bailed them out, and now we're asking for some of the bailout money back. But you know what? All these big banks, and I don't think anybody's looking at the brokerage stocks. Goldman Sachs today is at a 52-week low. The stock's, you know, dropped, I don't know, what, 25-30% from its high, and it's going to keep falling. And all the big banks are in trouble right here. I think they're going to need fresh rounds of bailout money. So a lot of that
a little
money
bit of,
just
a little bit of schadenfreude there, right? We're going to be right back with Peter Schiff. Stay with us.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to Leanne McAdoo and Jakari Jackson. We're going to do a panel discussion going over the debate last night and what has happened and the follow-up to that. We're talking to Peter Schiff right now. He's with, you can find him at europac.com. That's his website. Of course, a frequent guest here with Alex and on many financial TV shows. As we're looking at the financial situation, we're down today between 2.5% and 3.5% on most of these indices, and it has been down all day. That appears to be the new normal for 2016. This segment, Peter, I'd like to talk to you about the strength of the dollar. I mean, we were talking to Gerald Celente about the instability in Saudi Arabia. Of course, the petrodollar has been a big part of the reserve currency, the bubble that they created, if you will, in a way with the petrodollar when they took us off the gold standard. And now the linchpin to that, of course, is Saudi Arabia. They've got a Vietnam-like war going on in Yemen. They have internal unrest, especially after all these executions at the beginning of the year. So there's a lot of instability there. What do you think about the strength of the dollar?
Well, it can't last. And first of all, as strong as the dollar's been recently, the yen and the euro are actually stronger. And, you know, the Swiss franc, which is a currency I like better than those. But what's driving the dollar is the false perception that the U.S. economy is still strong, that it's going to keep growing without recession, and that the Fed is going to follow through with all the rate hikes that it's been signaling that it's going to deliver. And I think this is a complete fantasy. I don't know why it's taking so many people so long to figure out that they've been wrong. But, you know, this has happened in the past. When the dot-com bubble first burst, the initial reaction on Wall Street was, okay, it's no big deal. It's contained to technology and dot-coms and internet stocks. It's not going to affect the overall market, and it's not going to affect the economy. Well, they were wrong on both counts because the overall market ended up going down by about 50%, and we went into a recession. And the Nasdaq, of course, went down 80%. Same thing happened in 2007, 2008, when the subprime market blew up. Nobody was concerned. Nobody at the Fed was worried. It was contained to subprime, they told us. And then even after it was obviously not contained, when there were problems in the entire housing market, then they said, well, it's just housing. That's just one part of the economy. The rest of the economy is going to be fine. The markets are going to be fine. And then it all blew up in the financial crisis of 2008 and the Great Recession. So people have a history of ignoring the obvious. You know, even at the point where it's, you know, flashing like a neon sign. So I've been warning about these problems now for years. And now, right, they're obvious. They're here. Everything I've been saying was going to happen is playing out in bold, in technicolor, right before the eyes of people who have been oblivious. And now they still can't even see it. But, you know, they're going to at some point, right? The market's not going to stop falling. The economic data is not going to improve. And ultimately, the one lone piece of good news that they think they have is going to roll over too, and that's the job numbers. And people have to be prepared because the dollar is going to break. It's going to be a vicious decline when it happens. And gold's going to go the other way. What's been restraining gold has been the appeal of the dollar. But when people realize they bought a bill of goods when they were buying the dollar, they're going to rush to buy gold. And, you know, you guys mentioned all these specials that you're having over at Alex Jones. You know, we've been having a special this week at my gold company at Shift Gold, and we're selling Maple Leafs, one-ounce Maple Leafs, for as low as $33 over spot per coin, which that includes whatever our markup is. And that's about the cheapest price you're going to find anywhere. I don't think we've ever sold them that cheaply over spot. And so I'm not sure how many we have left because we bought a bunch of them. And, you know, but if look, this could be the last chance to buy gold under 1100, you know, because when people figure this out, there's a lot of people that are short gold that have to cover. A lot of people that haven't been buying that are on the sidelines are going to try to buy at once. So this is going to be the big trade. I mean, the big short last time was subprime. The big short now is the dollar. And the way you play that is to be long gold. And, you know, the best way to do that is with real physical bullion. And again, I love the Canadian Maple Leaf. It's a great coin to own. And if you can get it for $33 over spot with spot below 1100, I mean, you can do it.
So you're talking about. Yeah, you're talking about Obama essentially is the chief person who is ignoring reality. And we saw this with the State of the Union address the other night. How he
but he's
just,
not the only one.
Yeah, I know, but he's basically putting that narrative out. People are buying into that. If the Federal Reserve, you believe the Federal Reserve's first interest rate increase is the pin that has burst this bubble, if they just continue to ignore reality and continue to do interest rate increases as we saw Alan Greenspan do. He did a series of increases. What do you think is going to happen to that? And we're just about, well, we've got about 20 seconds.
Well, I don't think they're going to get that far because they're not supposedly going to raise interest rates until maybe March or April. But by then, it might be obvious to everybody, including the members of the Fed, that we're in a recession. And how can they raise interest rates in a recession when they normally want to stimulate the economy, not sedate it? You know, so this economy is so much weaker. The problems are so much bigger. We don't have the luxury of all those rate hikes that
we had.
Thank
you so much. Peter Schiff,
we're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in this segment are Leanne McAdoo and Jakari Jackson. Of course, we did a live coverage of the debate last night as it was happening. We had live commentary and analysis, and now we're going to do some post-mortem of what happened in the aftermath of this. And I think it's... I think the real takeaway of this, and the hopeful thing, is that we've seen now not just Donald Trump break free of the mainstream media control, but we've also seen Rand Paul do the same thing. I think it was a very smart move. I think it worked out very well for him last night. He did a Periscope, took questions on Periscope as the debate was going, and some very interesting questions, I think, that came up. Certainly much more interesting, I think, than what was going on the Fox debate.
Absolutely.
Agreed. Yeah, yeah. So that's a positive sign there. We need to find a way to get around the mainstream media's control, and certainly there have been a lot of articles recently about how the super PACs really don't have as much power and influence as they did because the millions and tens of millions of dollars that are being spent on television advertising really have not been effective,
mm-hmm.
especially when you look at these Jeb Bush commercials.
Yes.
We had one that we didn't play last night. We had to play it coming up, the one with Jeb Bush coming after Marco Rubio, playing "These Boots Are Made for Walking," making fun of him because he's shorter than Jeb. I mean, this is beyond
ridiculous.
Yeah, we didn't see this kind of stuff when people running for class president in high school. They didn't get this petty.
Napoleon was pretty short too, I hear.
Exactly. But of course, Jeb is tall, and he still has Napoleon complex.
Right.
So go figure, right?
Yeah, he may be tall, but his poll numbers are pretty short.
Right.
So his poll numbers are getting short. He needs to get some lift shoes to put underneath his poll numbers,
exactly.
Of course. But one of the things that I think came out of this, and I talked about this at great length in the first hour, was the issue about natural born citizen. And of course, the bigger issue of this is, are we going to take the Constitution in an originalist interpretation, or are we going to have a living Constitution where we just redefine it as we wish? Okay. And,
right.
and when you do that, you have basically cut yourself loose from the rule of law. And we've done that in this country. And I think that's one of the things that is really scary. People in America, if they see something they don't like, if they don't like drugs, they just say, well, we're going to ignore the Constitution, and we're going to give the federal government the ability to prohibit anything that they want. We're going to let them seize property without even charging people with a crime. We're going to let them lock people up for ridiculous amounts of time. Now we got the most number of people incarcerated. And so they just say, well, we do that because we don't like drugs. And now the left wants to do that because they don't like guns. They're going to say, well, we're going to let the president just ignore the Constitution that explicitly protects it. And we looked at Lawrence Tribe talking about natural born citizen. He goes, yeah, it's kind of like militia. You know, we've got a different definition of militia now than we did back then. It's like, no, I think it's important that we understand that militia is everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not the National Guard. And if we do things like throw away these terms that were very well understood, I mean, natural born citizen was not defined in the Constitution, just like militia was not defined in the Constitution, because everybody there knew what it was. And there's ample information for us to understand what they meant by it. And we need to understand that there were principles behind that. They had a reason for saying that the militia was everybody in the country, because they had seen over and over again how a standing army could be used to subjugate a population. So they were very concerned about that. They had seen, as Alex Jones pointed out, how you could have these infiltrators come into a country and take it over from a foreign country. So they were very concerned about that as well, and we should be as well.
Right. Well, and that's why it's so important to make sure we have a clear understanding of what they meant, because depending on the climate of what the world situation is going on, you're going to have people coming in trying to reinterpret what they meant, so that they can push their own agenda. And that's why it's so important to not come in and try and reinterpret what the Constitution actually stands for and what it's stating, because, you know, you're always going to have these nefarious actors coming in.
And I think it's important that if your message is, I'm going to have a strict interpretation of the original text and the original meaning, that you don't make an exception for yourself. And that's the bigger story as well with what happened with the New York Times. And nobody went, the New York Times story about Ted Cruz and the incomplete reporting on his federal election campaign. Okay. What he was doing was presenting this as his own personal savings, at the same time attacking Wall Street, attacking Goldman Sachs specifically, and taking money secretly from them and not reporting it on the federal election campaign. And so it goes to the hypocrisy of this message. That's why it's a big story. It isn't a big story because they didn't file a piece of paperwork.
Yeah.
That's what his supporters will look at this and say. But the bigger story is the fact that, you know, he has this special relationship. I mean, do you get a $1 million loan from Goldman Sachs?
Well, if I did, I wouldn't forget about it. But as we're talking about the Constitution, we have all these guys who want to give us their interpretation of the Constitution. You know, we see whether it's President Obama or Ted Cruz or anybody else, you know, I say the Constitution, I understand what's in the Constitution, but then they nitpick this and that. And as you said, they go after certain things that they like or they don't like, and they try to accentuate those things and just, like you said, turn it into a living document where they can manipulate it wherever they see fit. And I'm not knocking Ted Cruz wholly here, but you know, my issue with him was more or less the Goldman Sachs connection that you're alluding to, mm-hmm. along with, I believe, Kurt Nimmo's been talking about it for quite some time.
Yeah,
right.
The things he has going on there.
Of course.
Well, look at this Reuters article. One of the things that they point out is after taking office in March, he says, Goldman is one of the biggest banks on Wall Street, and my criticism with Washington is that they engage in crony capitalism. He said the Dodd-Frank Act on banking reform, he continued, was sold to the American people as stopping too big to fail. What happened? Big banks have gotten bigger. Goldman has gotten bigger. And the point is this. He's built his campaign, they say, on the idea that the little guy has gotten a raw deal because the Washington cartel, as he puts it, has worked solely for the interests of big business in Wall Street. This was the substance of a speech he made at Conservative Heritage Foundation in June entitled The People versus the Washington Cartel. So when he runs on the fact that he's a populist with the people, not part of Wall Street, not part of this insider group, and his wife is a managing partner of Goldman Sachs, and he wants to hide the fact that he gets $250,000 from these two bank loans, one of them from Goldman Sachs, the other one from, let's see, which bank was it here? It was Citigroup, okay? That funds his Senate campaign. Mm-hmm. So there's that hypocrisy. There's the hypocrisy that if he's going to say that he's qualified, if he's going to defend it, you don't defend it by saying, well, then that's going to mean that Marco Rubio can't run. And you don't lie about the fact that Donald Trump wouldn't be qualified. Because, again, his mother was an American citizen when he was born. That's the difference. And he was born in the United States. Ted Cruz wasn't, so forth and so on.
Yeah, well, he deflects away from himself by pointing the finger at everybody else.
He needs to give us a definition. Say, okay, fine. You're a constitutional lawyer. Give us a constitutional explanation as to how you are a natural-born citizen. Mm-hmm. When your only connection is your mother, who was living in Canada at the time, and there's suspicion that she was registered as a voter in Canada. So did she become a citizen? We don't know. There's still suspicion about that. But how does that fit under the original definition of natural-born citizen? That's the real issue here, just like this issue with Goldman Sachs is an issue.
Quite literally in bed with him. And Trump called him out on that, and he said, you know, ask your professor. Your professor is the one that was interpreting this. This is your constitutional professor. And so he just kind of buttoned up at that point.
And then, of course, there's the other issues. And he's joined the pack in terms of saying that Ed Snowden is a traitor.
Yeah.
Reversing himself on that. I find that to be very disturbing because we have to understand that we need to have whistleblowers. And the reason that Snowden did it the way Snowden did it was because he saw the government prosecute legitimate whistleblowers within the NSA. Going after Thomas Drake specifically, threatening and coming after and detaining, breaking in on William Binney's, he's taking a shower and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
All of these people who upheld the Constitution, again, we're coming back to the Constitution, okay?
Right.
And so you have all these NSA personnel like William Binney, who was head technical globally. He was the top person technically, as well as Thomas Drake, looking at this with others and saying, you are doing dragnet surveillance of the American people. That is unconstitutional. They went through the proper channels. They went to the Senate. They tried to follow everything by the book. They were ignored, and finally, Thomas Drake mentioned it to the press. They come after him and try to prosecute him for nonsense that they are allowing Hillary Clinton to get away with in spades.
Well, it's always kill the messenger, isn't it?
Yes.
Because, you know, as we always point out, they don't go after the people who actually committed the acts. They want to talk about the person who brought the acts to the attention.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So we have that situation when Snowden saw that. He did what he did because he knew that they would arrest him, that they would squelch this information. And when Ted Cruz says, you know, at one point, well, if he was tipping us off to criminal wrongdoing, I'm paraphrasing what he had to say, then he should be a hero. But now he says, no, he helped our enemies. How does it help your enemies when you say that they're spying on the American people? Okay. It only helps the enemies in the sense that we don't like our government as much as we did before. I guess we could make that kind of an argument.
Well, and also, you know, saying that, well, now they know how we go about spying on them. And so now they can skirt around those procedures and you know, go through new channels. But they didn't stop a single terror attack. It was ineffective in the first place.
That's right.
So all they were doing was scooping up all of the personal information from millions of innocent, hundreds of millions of innocent Americans.
Yeah, it's just the bulk,
the, world.
The bulk data collection.
Right,
you know, you got so much going on, you can't really filter through.
It made it completely ineffective.
That's the point that William Binney made. He says you just created a bigger haystack to try to find your needle in.
Exactly.
And it really has not done anything to help anybody, in my opinion. I mean, clearly the state actors, it's not any big surprise when we learn through the Snowden documents that the NSA is spying on Germany, for example. Okay, mm-hmm. Even though they're our allies, we spy on them. Well, of course they know that. The states know that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the terrorists know that as well. Okay, and they're taking measures to try to undo that. So it really doesn't make a difference in that sense. And I think if we're going to take that kind of action against people who expose criminal activity, and we've seen this happen over and over again. Look at Manning, for example, when WikiLeaks exposed these videotapes of people repeatedly shooting an ambulance. You know, first of all, they shoot people that are walking around that aren't armed, mm-hmm. people carrying a camera. Then when an ambulance comes to help them, they shoot up the ambulance, and you get the videotape where they're laughing about it and so forth. Okay, mm-hmm. We had a similar situation with the hospital attack in Afghanistan, the Doctors Against Borders, where they not only did a 30-minute prolonged attack of something that was very well known as being a hospital. They were contacted by the Doctors Without Borders as this attack was going on. Then we learned that they were also targeting people who were running from the hospital, okay? So there are criminal war crimes that are going on that need to be exposed, need to be purged.
Right.
And understand, there's never going to be a situation where every cop, every soldier does the right thing. The test of a society is once you find out somebody has broken the moral law, broken
yes.
the criminal law, broken the international law in terms of rules of engagement, that's the point at which now the society either does the right thing, they have a moment to decide as to whether or not they're going to do the right thing or they're going to embrace this criminality
right.
and continue down that path.
Well, and people act like if you point out these things that you're anti-cop, you're anti-military. No, you're trying to strengthen the military by purging the negative people in it.
Yeah.
You don't want to have these type of actions, and this is what our enemies look at. They point at this, and this is what they put in the recruitment videos. Look at these guys shooting up a guy who comes to rescue a camera crew, or look at these guys blowing up a hospital. Mm-hmm. And when you leave those people in your ranks, whether they be police or military, that's what the enemies point to. If you could get rid of those guys, then you'd have a healthier law enforcement and military.
And that's the point that Frank Sipricko has made many times. He said, of course, you're going to have bad actors in the police. So the difference is, are you going to make this corruption systemic, or are you going to prosecute the bad guys when this happens? And
right.
so, of course, this is the issue. And Rand Paul has said, when people bring up Snowden, he goes, okay, he broke some laws. You want to put him in jail, then put the people in jail who broke the laws to
yes.
surveil on
yes.
us at the same time. Nobody wants to talk about that. Just like
right.
they don't want to talk about the fact that we are funding ISIS. And that's the real story about Benghazi. They're going to go to the visceral story about how these heroes were betrayed and died. And that's a
Hillary
very powerful
stand down. And,
exactly. That's a very powerful narrative, and that story should be told.
Mm-hmm.
But the bigger story is the death of our society,
mm-hmm.
the death of the rule of law and morality when we allow this to happen. That's the bigger story. But again, it's just a statistic, like a million people dying. Okay,
yes.
The one person dying,
right.
that's a tragedy. This will be a very tragic movie, and it is tragic what happened there, but we still need to address these bigger problems.
Absolutely. And also one of the other things without Rand Paul being there, we couldn't address this. But one of the things that Congress does have that constitutional authority with is the military. And they want to increase the military spending by billions of dollars, which, of course, that means it's going to get added to our debt. And there's no way to pay for it. No way to explain why this is necessary, why it's a good idea. And also going in and saying, well, let's audit the Pentagon. How are they spending this money? What's
we can't even audit the Fed.
They
you know,
yeah.
Let alone the Pentagon. So
they're just like, we just want to keep on throwing money at them. We don't care how they're spending it. It's going on the back of the taxpayers and the children in the future. And the only person that is saying that is insane is Rand Paul.
Yeah, yeah. He's the only one who really pushed back against the idea that we're going to go toe-to-toe with the Russians, we're going to tell them to get out of this country where they've been invited, or we're going to shoot down their planes and start World War III. But, of course, they would like to start World War III if we have a total economic collapse. And as I'm looking at this and watching the stock market numbers continue to go down, that makes perfectly good sense. We've said this was the game plan all along, that they wanted to create a situation, flashpoints, where they could distract the public's attention. It's what Gerald Celente was talking about. So we understand that that's what's going to happen, but it's still very disturbing to watch this. Now, in terms of other points of the debate, what stuck out to you two last night?
Well, like I said last night, you know, I'm not going to vote for the guy, but I thought Marco Rubio came out with some very good points. We were talking, so I didn't really get to hear as much as I want to hear about how they felt about the Second Amendment. They did ask Trump, you know, did you support or would you support any type of gun regulations as far as buying the firearm? And he said no. But once again, on the back end, he does support the no-fly, no-gun buy list, which is very concerning to me. Jeb exclamation point. I really wish he would get off the stage and make room for somebody else. You know, as the person that they talked to last night in Charleston pointed out, you know, we did lose out not having Rand Paul there, but we also did win by showing people there's an alternative way to get your message across, you know, how he did on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the past, I think you always had some very good back and forth, especially between Rand Paul and Chris Christie. Chris Christie being the most belligerently authoritarian person on the stage and proud of it. And so it was always interesting to see the authoritarian versus the libertarian on there. But I think it was far more important for Rand Paul to break the stranglehold of the mainstream media control. And to make it clear to people, too, because I've seen Rachel Maddow saying, well, you know, he didn't make it, so he's a crybaby. You know, look, they had three polls that finished on Sunday, and they embargoed this one poll where he did well for 36 hours, Bloomberg did, and Fox said, we're not going to pay any attention to it. Mm-hmm. If they had allowed that poll there, he would have been tied with Jeb Bush, and he should have been in the debate. But he did even better. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, they were hoisted by their own petard. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Leanne McAdoo and Jakari Jackson.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Mm-hmm.
Wireless Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me are Leanne McAdoo and Jakari Jackson. Of course, we're going to be checking in with Rob Dew as well. Comments on the debate last night. Real quickly, before we get back to our comments, we have a special for this week. Buy Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver product, for 50% off, plus a free 2016 calendar. And that calendar has a lot of discounts that come about on a month-to-month basis. Again, see for yourself why both Survival Shield X2 and Silver Bullet both have an average rating of 4.8 stars out of over 1,500 reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. Also, we have a huge sell on select foods at InfoWarsStore.com. 30 to 40% off of all the foods that are available at InfoWarsStore.com, and that will end today. It's going to end within the next 24 hours. A great time for you to prepare for these uncertain times. 30 to 40% off select storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm looking at this story here about Hillary Clinton, and her national lead is slipping faster, they say, in 2016 than it did in 2008. That's pretty amazing. She is tanking very quickly.
Yeah, she laughed that off, though. She said, oh, you know how these polls are. They go up, they go down. I don't really concern myself with them.
Yeah, that's true. But, of course, that's the Washington Post saying that. That's not us. These are people who actually do like Hillary Clinton, and they say her national lead is slipping faster than it did 8 years ago when she eventually lost to Barack Obama. They say she's doing better nationally, but at the moment, because she's only got one competitor in the past, in 2008, it was split between Obama and John Edwards, you know, the Breck girl. And I thought it was interesting also, we have an RNC member urging the party to rally against Trump. Now, this is the same RNC that Richard Reeves, our reporter on the ground yesterday in Charleston, South Carolina, talked to the RNC member who proposed that they impeach Obama. They couldn't get more than four people out of 168 to go for impeachment of Obama, but now they're saying, hey, we need to rally against Trump. That's amazing to me. And, of course, the rationale for this is that we have to say that we control this party. See, that's the kind of partisan politics.
My question is, if, you know, I'm not a supporter of Trump, but if they're going to oust Trump, who are they going to try to put in his place to, you know, really bring up the party?
Yeah, well, that remains to be seen. Of course, it looks like Rubio is winning the establishment primary at, if you look at the Drudge Report poll, and that's what they're concerned about. That's why Jeb is coming so hard after Rubio, even criticizing him for not being tall enough.
Yeah.
But let's go to Rob Dew. Rob, you had some comments about last night's debate. Go ahead.
First off, I want to say I am barely recovered from last night. I was up here until about 12:30 cleaning up, helping with the other guys to put the studio back together. And I do want to say you guys did a fantastic job, this being our sixth or seventh debate now. It was the sixth Republican, but we did do one Democratic debate. And there's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes to get those things going, a lot of moving parts. And you guys were just stalwart and kept pouring the heat on these liars. Now, what y'all were saying about Trump just now, who are they going to get to replace him? I think this whole debate was set up for kind of Ted Cruz to take that mantle, because I think you are going to see Ted Cruz win Iowa. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you know, I think he's going to have some momentum. And I do think Trump's overall shtick of just kind of acting confident is sort of wearing thin. It's like people want to see what's behind the confidence. What do you have to offer in addition to just being, you know, awesome?
Exactly.
Trump,
that's my point, Rob. I think, and I've thought for a long time, that Ted Cruz was put out there as essentially a ringer to try to get the liberty vote, the common man's vote, and now we see him turning with Snowden as well as with these other issues. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more analysis.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.